Hi, this is Honey from MyHoneyWearsPlaid.com, and with me is...
Me.
Who are you?
Me.
Honey, who are you?
Just the boyfriend.
There you go, the boyfriend.
I'm the boyfriend.
How are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Pretty good. Now you just, we are recording on my new iPhone. What do you think of the new iPhone?
It looks like your iPad.
Honey, but it's smaller.
That's really the only difference I see.
Well, there are some things that you can do on the iPad that you can't do on the iPhone. Like, there are some applications that are just for the iPad.
Well, you should have all i products. All i's all the time.
Well, I agree with that. I agree. So, anyway, I will be giving a review later about my iPhone, possibly Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm not sure. Oh, maybe Tuesday. I don't know.
I can't wait to hear it. Because, as you know, I am a devotee of all things
I. Well, you've played on this iPhone already.
That's true.
What do you like to play on?
Boggle and Words with Friends.
But I haven't been able to get Words with Friends to work on here yet because there's something with the password. They keep saying the password's not right, so I have to figure that out at home. I don't know why.
Maybe you just need another I product.
Like what? Like an I what?
Like I words.
I words. I don't know if they have that or not.
Oh, they'll come out with it. It'll have all kinds of I technologies now.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, I'm very pleased with my iPhone, but here's the concern for you.
Yes.
You now no longer have a
phone.
A cell phone. What are you going to do?
I don't know what I'm
gonna do. Silence is not good for me.
Well, I guess I'll just have to string up two tin cans.
Who will be on the other end?
Whoever wants to talk to me.
Oh. Well, because, see, what happened was because I had the Sprint contract for both of our phones for, like, what, three years?
I know. Maybe I was mercilessly
dumped.
Cut off. Yeah.
So that I could get my iPhone. But, honey, again.
I think there's some carrier pigeons around here.
I told you when I got the iPhone.
Well, pigeons always land on the windowsill. I guess I could catch one of those.
Are you serious? On your windowsill?
Sure, we get pigeons.
I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, so I guess when I want to call somebody, I'll just...
Grab one?
Grab a pigeon and tie a note to it. I don't know.
Now, there are some things I can do with this iPhone that I could not do with our Sprint phones. One thing, as part of this... Well, I should say, the cost of this iPhone is the exact same as my Sprint phone. It was $60 a month for my Sprint phone. This contract is $60 a month.
But for one phone.
One phone, but this one phone can do text messaging and I get...
You got $60 for two phones.
But
the old plan.
Yeah, but both of those phones are... you could only call. You could only make phone calls and people could call you. There's no text messaging. There was no data. There's no data plan with the iPhone. I get a data plan. Unlimited data plan at that.
So who are you going to text?
I don't know. Some people, some friends, I guess. Anyway, the point is that this phone is now the...
You can't text me.
Well, get a phone, I can. Anyway, the point
Maybe
is...
Maybe you can text my pigeon.
That's very funny, honey.
That's true.
It's true.
That's what you have to do.
What's your text pigeon's
pigeon.
Number? Because you have to have a phone number to text it, too.
I don't know, honey.
All right. We're getting beyond where we want to talk about. We want to talk about our weekend.
What do you want to talk about?
Our weekend, because this is Sunday night. We're recording this Sunday night. I'm going to post it on Monday morning. And people want to know what we did this weekend. And they love to hear when you're on the podcast, that's for sure. What did we do on Friday night?
Well, on Friday... You came over to my house, and what did we do?
You made big steaks for dinner.
Well, actually,
you
made it. We did something before that, though.
We ran errands. You had to do your pets.
Yeah, we had things to do, and then
pets. And we went somewhere else.
Yeah,
though,
where did we go
pets.
Though?
I forgot where we
something.
Went. I know we did do something. I can't remember what it was now. I'm sure if I look back on my Twitter, I would know because I tweeted it.
Tweet.
Or I did
tweet
stop in places on Foursquare.
Honey, look, tweet. See, I just tweeted. Tweet.
Yes. Do you have a Twitter yet?
Tweet.
Do you have a Twitter account yet?
I'm using my Twitter account.
Oh, okay.
Tweet.
What's your Twitter name?
Tweet.
I thought it was
Tweety.
Two boots.
No, Tweety.
Oh. Anyway, so we ran
around. We came, whatever we did, I'm forgetting what we did.
We ran around and did errands, and then we came back and you made steaks.
Yeah. Remember?
We had some nice steaks with,
And we used herbs from our herb garden.
On my balcony. The other thing, too, is we wrote a review of the white Merlot that we had. Remember that?
We did.
Had that. But what was the, we had a really nice Pinot Noir for dinner.
A lovely Pinot Noir.
Yes, it was
from California. Good. It was quite nice.
Yeah. So that was our usual
Reserve Pinot Noir. It was quite nice.
That's kind of like our regular Friday, right? I mean, to just
relax and have some wine and whatever.
And then
we're boring homosexuals.
We are boring homosexuals. And then Saturday during the day, we ran errands in the morning. No, we didn't. We ran errands in the afternoon. I was lazy during the morning.
I cooked all day. Well, we had friends over.
We had a dinner party on Saturday night. We had, I tweeted last Thursday or Friday. I said, we're having a dinner party Saturday night, and we're inviting an extra special guest. And that person was Extra Special Chris from Twitter. So if you are a follower of Extra Special Chris, then you will know that he came to our house for dinner with his partner. And we all had a great time.
We did.
But before that, we ran errands and...
We went to the Georgetown Safeway.
Oh, yes, the social Safeway, right?
Social. It's lovely.
And we...
They have wine tasting there. They have a wine cellar.
They have lunch there.
You can get fresh meat cut for you.
We had lunch there.
Lunch. They have fresh breads. They have a nice patio area. They have Wi-Fi connection. You can hang out and you can order a sandwich or a pizza and get coffee at the Starbucks. You can hang out there forever.
Yeah. Although this time we did not stay there all that long.
No.
But we did do a wine tasting.
And we did the free food samples.
Yeah. Oh, they had some really nice cheeses.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where you picked up some cheese for the dinner party.
Yeah.
So anyway, for the dinner party, we had, as I said, Extra Special, Chris and his partner, and then some other friends over. There was like a total of us seven all together. What did you make for the dinner party, honey?
Crab cakes.
And what else?
Well, we started with tomato and mozzarella salad with balsamic vinegar balsamic vinaigrette that I made.
It was stinky.
Balsamic vinaigrette that I made.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think all good food smells? The only thing, only food you don't think is stinkier is a stinky food you eat.
I mean, my food doesn't stink. It's very bland.
I know. You just kind of peel off the cellophane and you go at it. Anyway. We had herbs from our little herb garden balcony. And then with the tomatoes and mozzarella. And then we had crab cakes, and I made some corn relish with fresh corn and asparagus and some fresh herbs. And then I made a blueberry cobbler. And
Now you set up this wine thing where you had this big bucket and you selected like four. Yeah, because
I have so much wine that I have, you know.
You selected
it was like a wine liquidation event. So we just had wine in a bucket, and you picked the wine you liked.
Right. But even with that, we had a lot of wine left over.
Yeah.
So.
But we're having a glass of it now. We're having an Albarino.
And I'm going to lean up here and get my glass and have a drink. It's very nice.
Yes.
Okay, so what time did dinner party end? Around midnight or so?
Yeah, a friend stayed for a bit. Well, I think we were in bed by 2 o'clock.
Seriously, was it 2 o'clock?
Yeah, it was 2 o'clock.
I didn't recognize. I didn't even notice the time because I spent, I loaded and unloaded the dishwasher 3 times. What were you doing that whole time I was cleaning?
Cooking.
No, honey. At the end of the night. When I was running around...
I was collecting, all the food and the plates and everything else. I did dishes between the courses.
I know, because I did fill the dishwasher. Twice.
Yeah, well...
Anyway. So I didn't realize. I just didn't realize it was 2 o'clock. That's why we
were. You were lying in bed.
That's why we were able to sleep until 9:15, 9:20,
yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And then we got up and had breakfast, and you went to run errands because you had pets to do.
Yeah.
And you went to church.
Mm-hmm.
And when you came back, I was dressed and ready to go. And we went to
Pier 1 Imports, and I got a new
it's kind
table,
of like
a console.
Yeah, well, like a entry table. Or,
yeah.
I don't know what you call it. It's just like, it's a foot wide, and like, is it like 3 feet long?
Yeah.
And it's nice. It's like
I got it on sale.
Yes, very, very much on sale. And I put it together when we came home. And then we went
He's
to
such a handyman.
We went to have lunch at, I don't know the name of that
Italian
place.
Pizza Kitchen.
In, it was like Woodley Park, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we came home and I put the table together. And then I laid it on the couch and watched TV.
And then you've been watching Hoarders.
Well, because tonight's...
Buried Alive.
Because tonight's the season premiere of Hoarders Buried Alive on TLC. But remember I told you the lineup of television tonight. At 8 o'clock, we're going to watch...
Big Sister.
Big Sister. Big Brother. After Big Brother, we're going to watch... Do you remember the lineup?
Hoarders Buried Alive.
And then at 10 o'clock, we're going to watch... Do you remember?
No.
Design Star on HGTV.
Oh, with the Vern, yep. Man, he gets, yes. He needs to get laid.
He does need to get laid. Yes, he does.
Vern's, his pussy's real puckered last few times I've seen him. like he's like a nun. You can tell when people don't get laid.
Because they're so uptight and
like, well,
nasty. And,
like Catholic nuns, for example. If you go into Catholic school, crotchety, mean...
They're in a bad mood.
Yes. In a constant state of
so you're saying
anxiety.
If they were to get laid,
they'd feel better. I think Vern, yep, needs to get laid.
So the title of this podcast could be He Needs to Get Laid.
Vern needs to get laid.
Well, I don't want to put Vern's name in there because then they'll find it.
Vern, you think Vern's listening?
No, absolutely not. But somebody is. The group show was downloaded 1,000 times since Thursday.
Oh, well.
And I don't get it. Anyway.
Anyway, he needs to do some kind of like...
Kegel exercises or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, some kind of like pussy stretching exercises or something.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was noticing, because we just finished watching the news. And during several stories in the news, you said things like, is that really national news?
Well, like what Tiger is, Woods. And
what is your general reaction to the national news that I watch? Because I know
this,
you don't.
It's just things I don't really care about. I don't care. I mean, I don't care about Tiger Woods and where he, you know,
how badly.
If he won the whole thing, in some kind of international tournament or something. Well, yeah, I mean, we can mention that, but. I'm tired of hearing about his mistresses and the problems he's had. It's enough. It's done. So, who won the tournament? We don't even we don't even know who won. All we know is that Tiger was in last place, and they're still pondering what the whole mess with his mistresses had to do with it.
You're right, and they really never did report who won the.
No, it's old. It's just stop. Stop it.
Golf game. That
stop
I didn't
it.
Think about
it's
that.
Like tabloid. We don't have news. We have it's like National Enquirer 24/7. If you want to see, and if you don't want to see that National Enquirer, you can turn it on CNN or Fox, whatever. And it's more tabloid crap. Who cares?
But now, what about the they were trying to sensationalize the primaries that are coming up on Tuesday. There's
the running meme about angry voters. Angry voters.
Oh, yeah.
They're angry. What are they angry about? All right, so we get it. I mean, folks are discontent, and the Tea Party crowd captured the attention of the news because they're angry. They dress up like 18th century characters, and they spit. Scream.
That's funny you say that. Let me ask you this. Did you hear about what happened in Williamsburg? These Tea Partiers went to Colonial Williamsburg and asked the people, the docents who are dressed up like Colonial Williamsburg, they actually ask them, how do we overthrow the government? As if they're going to answer, not realizing that these are just people who are dressed
up. Yeah, well, you know, the disconnect from reality there. And the Tea Party crowd, let's face it, it's the 22% who still thought George Bush was doing a good job.
Yeah.
So, but it's running memos about the same thing.
Well, and the fact that they open the story every time with
the angry voters
are going
to... The angry voter, and what it means for Democrats. And it's like we have a collective ADHD.
You heard that's true.
You know, we forget why we're in this mess to begin with. It had nothing to do with Democrats and angry voters. It had to do with an incompetent president and 8 years of incompetence and a general public willing to be deluded by the incompetent leadership that we had. Oh, sure, go out with your credit cards, buy whatever you want. Sure, you can't afford that house. We'll put you right in it. We cooperated with it. We were participants in it all. And so now we get angry. Well, you know, look at your own mess and figure it out. But I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm sick about hearing about the angry voter. I'm sick of the Tea Party nonsense.
Tell us
something new.
I understand that. Here's the way I would
it's
have
called news.
I would have preferred that news story go something like this. On Tuesday, there will be four primary elections in these states. These are the candidates who are up for primary election. And let it be, and that's it.
Right.
Just report the facts. They're having this on Tuesday. These are the people who are running for this party. But they can't. They have to sensationalize by saying, oh, the angry voters. And this person is up in the polls by this much. And this one's got a controversy behind him because of the... I don't need to hear all
this
stuff.
And nothing specific. There's no specific... issues associated with these candidates. There's no specific numbers with, well, who are the angry voters and do they
want to
age?
And how do you know they're angry?
Is there a demographic? All we know is that they're angry and what it means for Democrats, and we'd all better bite our nails because we don't know what's going to happen in November. It could be an earthquake. We'll know in November. And politics, that's 100 years away. What's happening right now? And of course, Whatever pronouncements Sarah Palin has to make,
that must be reported.
We all have to hear about it. Shouldn't we all decide now? Sarah Palin is the least competent woman, the least competent human being, not just in the United States, but in the entire world. A half-term governor is holding forth on issues of the day, and we have to act like it matters. From Sarah Palin?
Or that we even have to listen to the crap.
Well, and let's talk about the most shocking thing I encountered. The log cabin Republicans inviting Ann Coulter to speak at their convention.
And they're calling it
convention,
HomoCon. HomoCon. That's the flyer I saw on Huffington Post. HomoCon.
What does that mean, HomoCon?
Homo Convention.
With Ann Coulter.
I know.
Like, what? Why?
Because they think that she's interesting and has something to say.
She's a homophobe. She's one of the biggest conservative bigots running around.
Well, I have a feeling she won't be talking about gay issues. She'll be talking about some being fiscally conservative.
Ann's going to talk about whatever. She's the most offensive woman
except
around.
For Elizabeth Hasselbeck, but go ahead.
Oh, no. Maybe Rush Limbaugh is more offensive. Ann Coulter is revolting.
Because he can get married four times. Anyway.
Well, she's another one who needs to go. Maybe she can hook up with Vern.
Yeah, there you go. But Vern's a homosexual.
That would solve her problem. But anyway, my point is, it was like Elton John singing at Rush Limbaugh's wedding, and we couldn't figure it out. Couldn't they invite... Is there a gay-friendly conservative out there? Well... That's a foolish question, isn't it?
Yes, because they'd be like gay Christians or something.
I guess maybe that's all they could find.
Christian
I don't
music.
Know, but I had to read the. I had to read it 10 times to make sure certain I was reading correctly.
Well, anyway, we're going to wrap this up.
Yes.
But I just wanted to give you that opportunity to have your little burst of enjoyment or whatever.
Yeah, well, thank you for giving me the airtime. As all of you know now, I will not be able to communicate with the outside world because my phone's being confiscated.
Honey, but you have a landline.
But I can't bring that in the car with me.
Then I suggest you get your butt to the store and get a phone. How often did you use that phone before?
All the time.
You did not. I got the bill. You've used it like, you used like 3 minutes in 6 months.
What if I'm having an emergency?
You didn't have an emergency. Then you can get yourself to a phone.
What if I'm on the side of the road? And I'm being mauled by a bear.
Honey, then I'm telling you, get yourself a phone.
You're mean.
Honey, I'm sorry.
I guess I'll just have to bring the carrier pigeon into the car.
I guess you will.
Yeah.
All right, but listen, I might have you do a podcast with me Wednesday night, because you'll be at my house Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Because we're leaving for a vacation on Thursday morning, and we will be gone for about a week, right?
Yes.
So we'll talk more about that on Wednesday. Well, so thank you for being on this episode.
You're
welcome,
honey.
Why don't you say it with me? Until next time.
Bye.